and they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for True Clean Carpet, voted number one in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Magazine because they get your carpet truly clean. The dogs have been walking on it. The kids have been walking on it, tracking in dirt from the outside. True Clean is there to help. And your carpet will be truly clean because of their steam cleaning process, which uses no shampoos, no residue to dry and get sticky on your carpet. It will stay clean longer and dry faster, just 1 to 2 hours instead of the 8 to 12 hours you're told to expect from other inferior carpet cleaners. True Clean Carpet got 99% of their reviews on the website for 5 stars for outstanding service. They've got an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and for 13 years, True Clean Carpet has been the name to know in St. Louis for carpet cleaning. All the True Clean technicians have had extensive background checks. They have all provided outstanding service, and that leads to your carpet staying cleaner longer. Just remember, no matter how it got dirty, to get it truly clean, you've got to call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. That's 314-427-9500, or go to truecleancarpet.com.
Friday, join John Bill Roofing and the USO of Missouri for the first USO Day and the grand opening of John Bill Roofing's Midwest headquarters. Every dollar you donate to the USO, John Bill will match up to $10,000. Donate by calling 1-800-NEW-ROOF or online at usoday.com. Friday, join me and several celebrities at John Bill headquarters. You could win a new roof or other prizes. Donate at usoday.com or 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from Snars Hardware on Clayton Road in Ladue.
Okay, so we will be on the air.
Come and join us.
Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
That's this Saturday. The Inside Out Show live with John Shea and David Sherwood at Snars Hardware on Clayton Road in Ladue.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 K-Terrace.
Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots.
A luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
So can you send up
wants to bet
V.
In his playhouse on the air.
Man, I just wish sometimes you folks could hear what goes on in here when the news is on. We're sitting here talking about which women on TV are hot, and which ones are dogs, and if that ever gets out as a mic left open, we are off the air permanently. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 14th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999, AmericanEquity.com. I'm pretty sure you know what they do. Just in case, we'll go over it again. But first, this.
Hey!
Let's see who's at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it's a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Boy, he's been following that shooting stuff. He's real glued to the TV. Security is his life, and he's good at it. Look, nobody's ever hurt us. That's how good he is. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy trying to tell me. Remember, Mike Evans had a colonoscopy?
Right.
They have a process. Now, this is not a joke where you send in a stool. I don't like that word, but stool sample.
Yeah.
And it's called something feces. What the?
Cheese.
Feces is on the packet. A pretty good name, actually. Except I don't know what cheese has to do with it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah, thank you.
There's so many.
My wife actually brought one of those home from a doctor's office.
She did?
It's a prescription. And you're supposed to put your little sample in a seal thing and send it to the lab. And I threw it away. I didn't do it. I don't want to do it.
Could you imagine the guy that picks it up?
That's what I've always
thought. You don't want to do that instead of the colonoscopy?
Yeah, I do want to do it instead. I'd rather not do either one, but I didn't do it. And I guess I'll have to get another prescription to it. I did that years ago. I don't remember why, but they send you a packet with like little wooden tongue depressors.
Yeah.
Like tiny tongue. And you're supposed to... we won't talk about it anymore. It's dinner time for a lot of people. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. Peon does not have a mortgage right now. Dan does not have one right now. I predict that will change. Dan's had one in the past. Peon eventually will, unless he doesn't want a mortgage. I mean, you may decide you want to rent for your whole life, and that's fine, too. But if you do want a mortgage, please remember the name American Equity Mortgage. Remember, too, that it's the longest-running advertiser we have. So you like the show, you have to like American Equity Mortgage. I don't remember where it was, but they said, like me, like my dog. And it's like, if you're going to take me, you got to take my dog, too. Well, like us, like American Equity Mortgage. At least talk to them. Let them have a chance at providing you a mortgage to get you that home you want. And let them show you how to save a lot of money getting rid of bad debt, replacing it with good debt. Bad debt is high interest. Good debt is low interest. They are American Equity Mortgage, the one that so many want to be like, but just can't seem to pull it off. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. The latest statistics, I read this 2 days ago from the World Health Organization or somewhere. One-third now, we crossed over the mark, one-third of the world is fat.
Oh.
Now, I used to be a fat guy. What I find interesting is when you watch commercials, and I don't care if they're commercials for a department store or they're commercials for some kind of yogurt, they almost exclusively show people who are not overweight. When they try to depict a family, Bobby's coming home from school, mom comes out, they're not heavy fat people. You ever know? I mean,
yeah, right.
Their depiction of America on TV, and especially in just commercials, is that we are proportionately just right.
Yeah.
Or even
not
underweight.
The case.
And I think that's probably better than if, you know, a third of the commercials had really big fat people, because then it would almost be saying, hey, okay, we accept that this is what America should look like.
It's always funny, though, those news stories that talk about something
hey,
like
look who's
this
here,
about
Peon.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Yeah,
I just showed up. Hi. Those news stories where they talk about, you know, a third of the population is overweight, and they have those
charts,
B-roll shots.
That
in the TV industry is just that footage.
Walking.
But it's always the torso, just the torso.
Yes.
So it's not, they can't see
sue
the face
them
of the person.
Yeah, they can sue
it's
you
just all these fat torsos walking down a sidewalk or something.
A lot of it's just the butt from the back.
Yes.
Butt walking away. Now, we're in a parking garage here. If you don't know the layout of this place, across from us used to be Ozzy's restaurant. We're in a, it's sad, we're in a, I don't know what you call this complex, I guess a shopping type complex, but right where we are, there's nothing around here. There's a restaurant across the hall, everything else is pretty much empty. But there's a parking garage, and one of the perks of working here, and it is a perk, and don't think we don't, you know that, and we don't take it for granted, is parking. We pay something like, I don't know, what is it, $2 every 90 days? It's ridiculous. $5 for 3 months. It's ridiculous. That's a great parking garage, and when it's hot, your car's out of the baking sun, and when it's nasty winter weather or rainy, you're out of it. There is a top level, which is right up on, in the blazing sun. And I drove up there the other day just to, I don't know why, there are people that park up
just
there.
Just to check it
yeah
out.
Now, why? Well, you have to come in the
on
same
there. There's
way
nothing on that level. You have to go down to, you know, there's no, it's not like, oh, my office is on the fifth floor anyway. You have to go all the way down.
All the more reason.
Yes.
So not only do I not understand it because there are no businesses up there, your car is baking all day on the roof. You came in the same gate that we did to get in. You have the same pass, yet you park on the roof.
I think, how many cars are up there? Pretty many?
30 or 40.
I think, I believe there's a school here. There's a business school. And I believe that those students have to park on the top
why
level.
Why?
Maybe
sure
they let them park for free or something.
Yeah,
they
might
have to park.
Oh, yeah, free instead of $5 every 3 months.
I think that's an employee. You know, people that work in the. They're just students. They don't necessarily work.
And
here,
how would they know if you parked a level below?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. All right, just random thought here. As you know, I am really irritated by bad grammar, and I'm frustrated and irritated over how many horrible, stupid commercials there are. Stupid slogans, stupid jingles, bad copy scripts, that grammar's messed up, and it's just stupid. When I hear a company say, we're overstocked, really? What? How can that? What are you? You just? It tells me you must not be very good at your business. You bought more than you should have bought. It's a lie. They're not overstocked. Or, and I've mentioned this expression before: save like never before.
Oh.
That is the work of the laziest writer in advertising. When they use save like never, that's just a hack, overused, ridiculous thing to say. So I not only do I not respond to those guys, I don't want to go to those places where they employ anybody who would write that poorly. Save like never before. And or they'll have a it's the biggest sale of the year, and they say now through Saturday, and when it's over, it's over. Well, to me, that means after Saturday I'm not going there. Why would you go there? You missed it. It's over. You missed your opportunity. What else did I want to mention? There was the Matheny e-newsletter. There's an entire column about what not to do if you're going on vacation. Now, we are in vacation season. I believe all schools are pretty much out, right?
Yeah.
So families go on vacation, and you'd think you wouldn't have to tell people, especially this one I'm about to mention. I've told you I don't do Facebook. I don't like Facebook. I don't think anybody cares about what I'm doing. I don't care about what they're doing. But people, and I have seen it myself, when people showed me somebody's Facebook page, oh, we're leaving Saturday and the whole family, we're all going to meet my mom and dad out in Colorado. That is one of the dumbest things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell people nobody's going to be at your house. And there's some other good suggestions on there, too, like, don't close all your blinds. You can tell when a house is buttoned up like that nobody is home, because nobody who's home has every drape, blind shut. Don't do that. Here's another one. unplug your garage door opener. When you do, you can't lift that door. You can't manually lift it, and nobody's universal remote with rolling codes can hit the right code and open that door. And most people do not unplug the garage door. Here's mine for you. Shut the water main off. Mm-hmm. You're going to be gone for a week. If you have a leak, something starts, when you come home, get a canoe.
I know several people that's happened to and just destroyed everything in that.
And the truth is, it can happen while you're sleeping, but when you're gone, why take the chance? Now, the other one is papers that get delivered in the driveway. Have a neighbor pick them up. You see five or six of those stacked up out there.
Or your mail. Stop your mail.
Stop your mail.
Either stop your mail or have the neighbors pick it up.
And don't completely shut off the air conditioning. I know some people do that. When you do that, criminals watch for stuff like that. They see that it hasn't been running. And they'll stake the place out, and that means nobody's home. Nobody's going to not have the air conditioning running if it's 95 degrees. It's just common sense things you can do. And, of course, I like to throw in there, get yourself some surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. We got two dangerous guys on the loose. Did they catch them? I don't think they have.
No. I think last time I looked, yeah.
These guys down in Georgia disarmed and killed two prison guards on a prison bus. They were being transferred. And what's really scary, there's a reward. Last number I saw was $70,000. But the FBI's description and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation of these guys, here's the exact description. Dangerous beyond description. I've never seen that.
That's pretty nasty.
And if you think about it, you're talking about two guys who've already murdered people. They got nothing to lose, man. They're desperate, and they would kill you in a heartbeat. And they carjacked some guy's car. After they killed the guards and got off that bus, they commandeered a car. Can you imagine how lucky? I don't know if the guy knows how lucky he is they didn't kill him. Because these are two guys that are, I've heard extremely dangerous, but I've never heard the description dangerous beyond description. That's dangerous. Yeah. There's an article that Peon gave me a couple days ago, and I don't have time to go over it all, but it reinforces something that I've talked about for a long time. And one of these days, you'll wish you had listened if you're not paying attention, and that is you folks who still have your kids on videotape, run, don't walk to some place and get that stuff transferred. Either put on some sort of a thumb drive or cloud or something. Videotape disintegrates. Many of your tapes have already disintegrated. You don't know it. You're going to go put them in there, transfer them, and that's gone. That picture's gone. It happened to me. It happened to me with two of the tapes, the very oldest ones. Because back when they sold VHS tape, you could go into Walmart or somewhere, and they had the bargain bin where you could buy a VHS tape for a dollar. That stuff is crap. The Mylar is thin. Those are the first to go. And even the most expensive videotape, in time, will disintegrate. Get that stuff transferred, or you're going to lose all your home movies. I'm not kidding. It'll happen. There's no videotape ever made that's going to last more than 30 years. Most of it in about 20 or 25. It's gone. So you can do it yourself. There are lots of places that'll do it. You Google who transfers home videos to digital. You'll find all kinds of people that do it. And last, the story from, I guess it was earlier this week or maybe last week. This guy in St. Louis, the police officers were attempting to arrest him, and he started, it says, throwing his own feces at them. Now, here's my question. How do you get to the point where you can even do that? It said he started flinging feces toward them. Now, it said human. I'm assuming it's his, that he wasn't walking around with a bag of somebody else's feces. How did he pull his pants down and the thing? I mean, that's a process.
Yeah.
Did they just stand there and let him do that?
Yeah.
How does that happen? I didn't understand that.
Oh.
If I'm a cop and a guy pulls his pants down, bends down, I'd go, okay, right there. I'd put an end to that. I wouldn't give him time. I just thought that was a very...
Incoming!
Outgoing.
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I love prison jokes. I don't ever want to go to prison. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I wouldn't last a day. I would die from fright in prison. And here's one of my favorite prison jokes. It's a new guy, new inmate. They put him in a cell with the meanest, biggest, nastiest killer. And the killer lets him know the rules. Here's my bunk, here's your bunk, on and on and on. And he says, you're going to be my prison wife. And the guy goes, what does that mean? He goes, I think you know what it means. You're going to be my wife. And he says, and let me tell you something. The guards don't like it. They don't like prisoners, you know, having sex with each other. It's better off if they don't know. Then you got to do some time in the, you know, solitary. He says, so here's the way this works. When I take you, if you don't like it, you make an animal sound, like a cow, like moo. That way the guards don't know what's going on, but that lets me know you're not into it. You don't like it. It is moo. Now, if you do like it, you start singing. You got it? He says, yeah. He says, you mean yes, sir? Yes, sir. He means, you mean yes, my husband? Yeah, my husband, I get it. He says, drop him. Bend over. And he starts having his way with this guy. And I mean, right away, the guy goes, moo, 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 moon river.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, no change on the accident. The overturned tractor trailer that has the ramp from westbound Highway 270 to southbound 170 is shut down. They do have it upright, and they do have tow trucks on the scene, but they're not moving. They have cleared the accident, though, on southbound 55 at Bates. You're still jammed up from Arsenal down through Bates, and then things open up. And it looks like they moved the accident on southbound 55 near Butler Hill, either off to the right lane or the shoulder, because traffic is running slow from Highway 270 down just past Butler Hill before it really opens up. We do have an accident reported now on northbound 55 just before the Poplar Street Bridge, causing a backup there. We have westbound 40 drivers jammed up from Grand out through McCausland. Again, eastbound drivers with baseball traffic coming in. You're slowing from Mason in through Big Bend. Eastbound Highway 270, that's a pretty solid jam from Highway 370 to 170. And on westbound 364, running a bit slow off the pace now between the Amiot Overpass all the way out past the Veterans Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta-potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta-potty needs, call R&R Sanitation 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion, Edge, or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, you get out of Collinsville.
Suffering from headaches, having a hard time reading, your arm not long enough to read your phone? It might be time to get some reading glasses, and that means you need to check out my friends at Elegant Readers. At Elegant Readers, they specialize in optical quality reading glasses at a fraction of the cost that you think. You go to the supermarket and you buy 12 reading glasses for $5. You don't want to do that. You want to go to Elegant Readers. Not only do they have the best reading glasses on the market, but they've also got stylish reading glasses, and they're going to start carrying reading glasses that you can wear all day long. They've got optical frames for your prescription lenses, but they are the best reading glasses in town. Elegant Readers, it's in the heart of Ladue on Clayton Road, right next to Ladue Pharmacy. They also carry a great line of sunglasses as well, Maui Jims, Ray-Bans, and everything else. But you want quality reading glasses at a great price? Elegant Readers or ElegantReaders.com.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows, that's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Get Dad a gift he'll love this year. A G&W gift card so he can pick out his favorite from over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Buy a $25 gift card and get a free 8-ounce package of Landjager beef sticks. G&W Meat, 4828 Parker Avenue, just off King's Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome. On Thursday, June 15th, John and I will be live at Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, 6071 Lime Ferry Road. Quality since 1957, the Easter family stands as one of the best-known and trusted fence deck and renovation companies in the Midwest. Committed to doing what's right, they are your good neighbor. Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, your locally owned and operated outdoor expert. We'll see you Thursday. it's Jennifer Blom with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kids, you know what that means. That music means it's time for Mike Evans.
Let me go.
Probably consumed at least one bottle of wine, maybe more. We'll be able to tell immediately. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market. There's no way, there aren't words to describe to you what a tremendous restaurant this is. I think it's almost impossible to find anything on the menu that's not terrific. They're both under the same great ownership. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And both of them sell thousands of gift cards every year, not just at holiday season. A gift card from either one is a great idea. Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Give it up for Mike Evans. Yeah, that's you. Drinking that wine.
And I'm having a little sip and sending a toast out to my daughter, Natalie Evans Bromsick, in Chesterfield, Missouri, whose birthday it is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
My first child. Yeah, will always be my baby.
Now, was she named that because of Natalie Wood? Because Natalie Wood was a big star about that time.
Her mother named her Natalie. She wanted to name her Natalie. And then our second daughter, I got to name, which I named Lacey. And I think Lynette, my ex-wife, did like Natalie Wood.
Or that might have been the name of choice of her real father. Maybe Natalie.
Yeah, see, that's just bullshit.
And you know what? That's low. That was low.
That's just bullshit.
Bolshevik.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Soy ballet.
Bolshevik.
Yeah. What do you have for us?
Well, I was very excited about today, Natalie's birthday and everything.
Well,
and
I am too.
You act like I'm not her father.
Well,
although, let me just say something here.
Yeah.
Lynette, my ex-wife, anytime we would get into an argument, that was her favorite line. You'll never know if Natalie and Lacey are really yours.
No, that's low. That's low. Yeah.
She would use that. She'd use that a lot.
No, that's not fair fighting.
That's worse than coming from me. From her.
That's true.
That's bad.
Paco's question: name the name of the star whose real name is Tyra Patrick. Tyra Patrick. Is it Courtney Love? Elvira. Shania Twain. Carmen Electra. Answer in a minute. Sad news. Jim Carrey did not agree to any out-of-court settlement, so the wrongful death suit against Jim Carrey brought by his ex-fiancée's family for Jim Carrey supplying her the drugs that killed her will go forward, and they'll be in court.
Ooh.
Mm. Prediction. I think J-Lo and Stray Rod, I think that relationship's going to be over soon. They're still together. There's something very shaky about that.
I hope not. I tossed and turned over that one. I hope they're okay.
Very shaky.
Yeah.
Very shaky. More predictions. After Megyn Kelly got her arse kicked in the ratings by 60 Minutes and the lowest Tony Award ratings in history and Celebrity Family Feud,
wow.
Megyn Kelly's days are numbered.
Wow, she's got started.
And I know, it's not going to get any
But better. She's going to walk with one of those big fat severance packages.
And she's, you know, now she's getting all these really controversial guests, and a couple of sponsors have already quit, and her co-workers hate her.
Oh, my goodness, not good.
Not good at all. Odds and ends, I, Tanya, is in production right now. It's a movie about Tanya Harding. Starring Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie?
I don't really know who it is.
Just voted by Entertainment Weekly as one of the five most beautiful women in Hollywood. I don't know.
I don't know who she is.
Maybe he's gay. Maybe he's gay now.
You don't know who she is.
I don't know who she is.
We are not homosexuals.
Well,
we don't know her.
Margot Robbie, she started in that Wall Street.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one.
I saw it.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, but I can't picture
it. The blonde?
Well, give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
There you go.
Jeez. You know, I shouldn't expect it. You live in St. Louis, I live in Hollywood.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you
true.
Know?
We're isolated.
The makeup people say they deserve some kind of Oscar consideration because getting the super hot Margot Robbie to look like trailer trash Tanya Harding is a mission impossible.
Hey, if Charlize Theron can become Aileen Wuornos,
then
anything's possible.
That was a great movie, Monster.
That was a terrific movie, and you could not tell. I watched the videos on YouTube of the actual killer, that Aileen Wuornos. She looked just like her.
She did. No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Another celebrity daughter turned into a model, just signed a model contract. The very beautiful 20-year-old Hailey Baldwin, who is Stephen Baldwin's daughter. A lot of colleges in California, almost all colleges in California and community colleges have canceled plumbing, electrician, and welding classes and replaced them with flower arrangement, stage lighting, and poetry classes.
Oh, my God. The emasculation of America, the pussification of America.
And you know what? All those other plumbing, electrician, welding, they make a hell of a lot more money than these other clowns.
What has happened to this country?
I don't know. It's sad. It's really sad.
Feminizing all the men. They want everybody to be effeminate.
I got a penis.
Yeah, me too, man.
All right, Den. We got penis. Does yours like have a helmet or are you like,
No.
Huh?
Don't make us hit the edit button. Come on.
Washington, D.C. crap. The FBI, now we know, had been investigating Prince for 30 years and had compiled over 12,000 pages of intelligence. What the hell is that all about? Why are taxpayers spending money for the FBI to investigate Prince
He's
for
dead.
30 years?
Give it up. He's dead.
Why? Well, that's why now it's open to the public that they did that. But why?
No, who knows?
With no verdict in the Cosby matters, some say that it could be bad for Bill Cosby. Some say it could be good for Bill Cosby. New York Post headline screams, could be a lost cause.
Oh, I get it. I think taking this long is good.
I think it's good.
For him,
I was
going
to use this tomorrow, but since it just broke... The sports shorts regarding the fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. They just signed it August 26 in Vegas. I may be the only person to say this. I think Conor McGregor knocks out Floyd Mayweather.
Well, I don't know enough about boxing to make a call there.
I think that's just what I think, though.
Okay.
I get you. Where was I? Oh.
California.
Answer to the pop quiz question and finally, and a follow-up. And a follow-up. And finally. And a follow-up.
Oh.
Tyra Patrick, is it Courtney Love, Elvira, Shania Twain, or Carmen Electra?
What was the question? I forgot.
Tyra Patrick. Real name.
Tyra Patrick.
Oh, real name.
Courtney Love, Elvira, Shania Twain, or Carmen Electra?
I'm going to go Elvira.
Elvira.
Do you think people in this part of the country know who Elvira is?
Oh, I did.
Really?
Oh, man, I still do.
Then I'll go Courtney Love, just to be different.
What part of the country do you think they do know where she is and they don't know there?
California. We don't run Elvira here, do we?
Oh, well, yeah, we did.
30
back
years
in the
ago.
Day, yeah.
Yeah, I never saw her here.
Oh, it was as a young boy.
A lot of cleavage.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I'll go Courtney Love.
Milky white.
Nah, easy, Peter. Easy. Courtney Love.
Slow down.
Courtney Love. What's the answer?
We know Tyra Patrick as Carmen Electra. But for your information, Michelle Harrison his name now is Courtney Love. Eileen Edwards, we know as Shania Twain. Cass Peterson, we know as Elvira. And for the record, Michael Keaton was born Michael Douglas.
Yes, I did know that.
And Katy Perry was born Kate Hudson.
Yep.
She had changed her name because of Kate Hudson.
Another good set of cleavage, or single cleavage.
Mm-hmm. You can't get your mind
no,
off
I can't.
The areola.
No, I can't. You're right.
I don't blame you at all. You know why?
Why?
Because we got penises.
Easy.
Happy birthday, 99. Happy birthday. Be proud of your daddy.
Goodbye. Yeah, be proud of your daddy, whoever he is. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're east of all the other stuff at Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea because everybody likes gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking. We leave you with this suggestion. Think about this. Why do you bank where you bank? And the answer is you really can't even answer that unless you work there. I bank where I work, or your brother or sister works there. Other than that, it's where you do your banking. It's where you've done it for a while. Checking, savings, blah, blah, blah. It shouldn't be that way. You should have a reason that you like banking there. And if it's just something to do where you need to, you know, that's not enough. You need to go somewhere where you could tell other people, I love where I bank. That place, for many of us, is First Community Credit Union. We're not customers. We're members. We're members. And I don't know what it is you look for in a bank, but I almost guarantee you, they have it. They have it. Name it. They have it. It is a great place to bank. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have 43 locations. Check them out. Go and have some fresh popcorn. Get some information. Or go to this website. And on Saturday, yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock. One sponsor and one sponsor only, First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Time for our final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
It's been quite a mess out there all afternoon, Dan, and it continues to stay that way. The ramp remains closed. Now, they are making progress, but it's going to be a slow go and probably be about another hour before they open this ramp up on westbound 270 to southbound 170, overturned tractor trailer. They have southbound 270 drivers still running slow from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Now, what's happening here with this ramp shutdown on northbound 270 to westbound 44 is people are going up and going to Doherty Ferry, hanging or getting off there and making a U-turn and trying to come down and get on the ramp to 44 that way, and that's causing a mess northbound from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Baseball traffic coming in, eastbound 40 slows 270 through Big Bend. Westbound 40 still running slow from Boyle out through McCausland. They're working with an accident on northbound 55 near the Poplar Street Bridge. That's also causing eastbound Highway 44 drivers to jam up from Grand. And on eastbound Highway 270, you're running slow from Missouri Bottom through West Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on the McGraw Show, we'll talk with Senator Claire McCaskill. That's all coming up at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Are you looking for a 9-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's phenomenon, Jesus Christ Superstar, at the Muni now through the 18th. Sponsored by Edward Jones. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Hi, I'm Janet Shulman, the Caramel House. My small batch caramel sweets and treats are perfect for Father's Day. Try my salted caramel candy flavors or dig your teeth into my caramel apples, pretzels, cookies, and caramel corn. They melt in your mouth instead of stick to your teeth. Online at thecaramelhouse.com or let me spoil you in my shop, 9639 Olive Boulevard, Olivet.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And the world.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Fresno, California.
Aaron Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
The Big 550.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Lenters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, Terry Hall here. It's spring. When you're thinking of selling your home, start with figuring out what it's worth and what you can do to increase its value. My average days on the market for selling a home is less than 20 days. That's right. Your home sold in 20 days or less for the most amount of money. I've been helping people sell their home for 30 years. Let's start by meeting, going over what to do to get you the most money in the shortest time. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.